Tonight's shir, Siman Shin Beis, Si'if Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Si'if Vav. Tit She'al Ragloi. If a person gets mud on his foot, O Al Min Olav, or on his boot, Mekancho Bekoisel, he can rub his foot or shoe on the wall, Avalo Bekaka, but don't do it on the ground. The Ma'asi Lashui Gumas are afraid he will smooth the ground, fill in holes in the ground, and that could be Meleches Choyrish if that's where he plants, or it could be Meleches Bona if it's for his house. We can't fill in little holes in the ground in Shabbos. When you rub your foot back and forth, it does that. The Yesh Misha Oyser Af Bekoyser, there are those who aser even rubbing your foot on the wall. The Ramah says, The Yesh Misha Mata Bishneim, and others say everything is Mutter. If you had a small piece of pottery which wasn't muksa, you can take that pottery to scrape off the mud. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Chavav. O al min olav. It's on his foot or it's on his boot. This is not the same as what we will see in Sifches. In the garden min ol bin chodesh bin yashan, you're not allowed to scrape a shoe, whether it's new or old. Even if it has mud on it, and his goal is to remove the mud, as we will write there. There we answered, we said it's prohibited when he used the dull edge of a blade of a knife to scrape off the mud, and that's asur. Because by scraping, he's actually doing the malecha of memachek, which is scraping the skin. Masha ain can be kinuach because, as opposed to cleaning on a wall or bakar or a beam, in hechloshim memachek ideas, it's not clear that that will work the leather. Because of the taz writes, so the fees according to this, hadayesh bechotzer shofnei pischei bote kinesios ala karka bazel echad, many shuls have in the courtyard leading up to the shul a piece of iron, and it's sharp on top. The point is to scrape and clean your boots before you walk into shul. Also, lasos came b'Shabbos. You can't use this on Shabbos. The doime legav hasakin, because that piece of metal is similar to the dull end of the blade of the knife. For also the kuliyamo, everyone says that's also ayin sham. Look there in the Taz. The Magen Avraham Machmir, afilu hoya barzel of Rochav b'Rosho, the Magen Avraham was strict, even if the iron outside the shul was thick and wide at the head, there's no point on it, it didn't get sharp. The Gor Migav Hasakin, because he felt it's not any less than the dull part of the blade of the knife. Eli Kanach b'Koyisel Obekor, he has to use the wall or a beam. Obechidudi HaMadregos, and maybe the edges of the steps. If he does rub the shoe softly, lightly, because that one need not be strict. You can't be concerned if you rub it softly that you are scraping the leather. Especially if the mud is soft, certainly one should not be strict. This is the first place the Mishnah Berurah entertains what is the consistency of the mud.
Yeah.
So if you take a look in Be'er Halacha, turn the page back. Be'er Halacha, O'al Min Olav. The Mechaber begins, the mud is on his foot, and we say, or on his boot, or on his shoe. Ayin Mishnah Berurah v'chein Taz Shulta Gibarim v'taz. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. This is the view of Shulta Gibarim and the Taz, that I guess he's differentiating between the case of rubbing it against the wall or the yeah. step or the beam, as opposed to using the dull edge of a knife. Now the Bach doesn't differentiate. The Bach says it's also even on the wall because of a machik. Looking at Rabbi, can't understand. The Mordechai said, just like he can scrape his foot, he can scrape his shoe. So the Meiri says like the Bach, there's a difference if the mud is dry or the mud is soft. If the mud is dried, you really have to scrape well. So it could be mamachik even if it's not on a blade of the dull blade of the knife. Al balach, but if it's moist, you're just wiping it off. Einu memachik lo'or, that does not scrape the leather. Ube'ofen zem mutter l'kanech b'chol gavni. In that case, it should be totally mutter. V'hine l'dina l'halocha, betit lach, if the mud is soft, bevade ein l'chush l'chumasach, we're not going to be machin like the bach. Kiv negam ha'me'iri maskim l'hatzah, even the me'iri is mekel. V'gam yesh das ha'kol b'homu b'es yosef d'mata b'lach ha'filu b'griya v'gav sakin. And then you can add to that the view of the kolbo, kordim b'es yosef, that if the mud is soft, you can even use the back of the knife. For koshkim, then certainly you can use the wall. For afilu b'tit yovesh, even with dried mud, harotz lohalk agadas beis yosef hisiya. So, if you want to be lenient like the beis yosef with those who hold like him, to be knuch bekoisel lo shach shash mamachek, that if you rub the shoe on the wall, it's not mamachek. Bevade inlim chos biyodu, we certainly will not protest. Alchadchila nochon lizor b'tit yovesh tamecha. But really, if the mud has dried, there's a different reason to be strict. For yesh oim shebesiv zayin, it's coming up in siv zayin, the yesh bo cheshash tochen, that maybe you're grinding. V'chein kospi megodim, the pigodim writes this as well. V'kosa shebetitch al raglo, if the mud is on your foot, yesh lo hakel kanech b'kaisel, you could be leaning in to clean your foot off on the wall. Afilo betit yavesh, even if it's dried mud, mishon sad the guva, because you're uncomfortable. V'odin demutu lichotz tita yavesh al gavi raglov yachei f'mayim, and you could also rinse with water the dried mud on your foot. V'havi kagiba, we don't say you're kneading it. The kalachiyat who bakam sar lo gozer. It's kalachiyat, it's not the normal way, it's bakam sar. So there's this distinction that when the mud is soft, it easily just wipes off, there's much room to be lenient. When it's dried, maybe you have to scrape harder, and that's when we get into issues, is it us or even in the case of the wall? Sivkon chav zayin. There are those who aser af b'koisel, even to rub the shoe on the wall, shelavon, if it's a stone wall, mishum de mixi kemoisef al habinyan, because it looks like you're adding mud to the building, machasko, strengthening it. Ul didei in mekanchen al b'koira, or al gabi evan, according to this opinion, you can only scrape your shoe off on a wooden beam or a stone. Sharatzion points out, you're talking about a big stone that's not going to move when you rub your shoe on it. Or a wooden wall would not be a problem because it's not a mud wall. Sifkan chav ches b'shnehem, and then there are those who matter everything. We're not worried about adding mud to the building. Mishum de binyan chaklohu. What kind of building is this? Like a farmer's building? Binyan garua shabali hekforim, like a villager's poor quality structure. What are you doing? Or shami yekanach mokam haguma. And what are you worried about the ground? You're worried that you're going to dafka clean off your foot or shoe where there was an indentation in the ground. V'yishavena, now it's going to be equal, smooth. Why are we choshev for that? Now, even according to this lenient view, you do have to be careful. If you do wipe your foot on the ground, don't do it where there's a pit in the ground. Because it will smooth it out. He's just saying enough to be afraid that when you do it, there'll be a pit. Well, in halach, as far as the law is concerned, a task caused to be the rabbanon yeshem smachal mekilin. Since we're dealing with the rabbanons, shouldn't we be mekel? The mutter b'shneim, so everything is mutter. The yesh men achronim shesayim, but there are achronim who hold. The nachon lahach men lesser b'shneim, we should answer everything. V'nir de because v'vad yesh lismach lahatak das mechaber. It would seem we could rely on the mechaber to matter on the wall. Shkendas rov rishon, that's like most rishon, but on the ground we're not going to do it. Sivkar chavtes b'mat cheres, you could also take a small shard of pottery to scrape the shoe. B'zelu kliyamish, everyone says that's mutter. Sivkar lamet hori l'talta, but it has to be a piece that's not muksa. Ayin akamon simen shinches sivzayin eze cheres v'talta. Later in simen shinches, we will discuss which pottery is not considered muksa. Sivzayin tit she'al bigdo. The mud that is on his clothing, because very often it doesn't stop at your shoes, it gets on your trousers too. Mishafshefo mi bifnim. You can rub the material on the inside to break off the mud on the outside. It's not clear that it should be like malabin, to like doing laundry. But you can't rub it on the outside. The dam of the malabin, that's like the malach of doing laundry. You could scrape the actual mud off with your fingernail. The yesh mefarshim, some explain the hanemila blach, this is only if it is moist mud. Aval yavesh asur, but once it's dried, you can't scrape it. to have ikhech, because then you're grinding up the clump of dirt. Mr. Bursif Khan Laman Alf, Sha'al Big Dai Vechulu, if there's mud on his clothing, we don't differentiate ben meshi, le pishtim, the semer, whether it's silk or linen or wool. You can rub it from the inside. You hold the garment on the inside, opposite where the mud is on the outside. And you rub it together until the mud falls off. Even on sefei, we said on your outer clothing you can't rub. We make no difference whether you rub on the outside or inside. The entire intent is to brighten it, to make it nice. As opposed to this case, he doesn't want to get the mud off. It's not like he's doing laundry, he's just getting the mud off, so he can rub it off from the inside. But on the outside he can't rub, because that is comparable to malabin. That makes the garment look nicer. But it's not actual malabin. It's not the malach of malabin. They know it's not mine because there's no water. So Sharatzion points out that this is not the same as shaking out a talis that got dusty, that according to Rashi, even though there's no water, there's still malabin, because by shaking out the dusty beged, you make it nice and bright, and that's how you fix it up. Masha Enkin, in this case, is just removing the mud. And there's still going to be a roishim halichluch nishar lov. There'll still be a mark on the clothing where the mud had been. That's not getting out. And how do you get that out? You get it out with water. So in Mela, if I'm not using any water on it, I'm not doing malabin. And he says, this removes the kashmir kiva eger, because kiva eger, tzorech in on Rashi. Rashi, shita, also holds you over malabin without water. So why isn't it malabin when you rub off the mud? So Mr. Bruce is explaining, the answer is because Rashi held your oven is a malabin without water. That's the derech not to use water. If the derech is to shake it off or brush it off, that's malabin without water. But by the mud, when it leaves a stain on the clothing, you do use water to get that out. So here I'm not using any water, I'm just scraping off the mud part on the outside, on the surface. That's not even malabin according to Rashi. Sivkal namadal dumagar betziporin, you can scrape with your fingernail the mud, and bechutz on the outside. Zelo nechshav liban, that's not called liban. V'odid namut legar begav hasak, you can even use the dull part of the knife. V'eshta fil v'chudo, maybe even the sharp side of the knife. So he says you could even use a knife, the dull edge of the knife, and even the sharp part of the knife. Because basically what we're saying is malabin isn't removing surface dirt. Malabin is removing the dirt in the weave that gets caught in the fabric. That's malabin. But removing crumbs from your lap, that's not malabin. That's the first opinion. Then the Mechaber brings Yesh Mefarshim, that no, that's only if it's lach. If it's yavish, it's also because of toichen. If it's dry, whether you're scraping it, whether you're rubbing it even on the inside, that's a problem. Because you're grinding. Even though you have no interest in this malacha, but everyone agrees it's still awesome. If a non-Jew would do it, it would be mutter. Because only it's still a bonon, and it's a guy doing it, cover the brias. Cause of a taz, the taz writes, nearly davka beyeshma moshus tit al habeged. It would seem to me that it's only this actual mud on the garment. Shumegar shamos noif and peruotit. So when you scrape, pieces fall off. Said derm latoch, and that could be comparable to grinding. Alam ein shom elamara hatit. But if you only have the appearance of the mud, fumegar shom levatamar, and you scrape to remove the appearance, ein zed derm latoch. That's not toichin. So if someone's garment got a little dirty, we could be makel, there's no actual dirt, it's dry, he could scrape with his fingernail to remove the appearance, that's the language of the Taz. Well, in these Taz, the eye is a tuva, I think this is a big problem. Did he do some toichen like a good? There's no toichen. How kapara mechav is al yabas a beged? Isn't he trying to make the garment clean? Well, sachsecho, make it bright. So yeshar lof shum roishem lich, not to have any stain remaining. The hakam, that is malabin. The hakam malabin. If you remove the surface dirt and the stain remains on the garment, that's not malabin. But what the Taz is describing here is actually scraping till you get rid of the stain, the residual stain. That's malamin. Look in the Be'alocha, we went to great lengths to explain this, but Daud, you should know for something else. The Poshut. The field doesn't Taz. Even the Taz, even the Taz only was makel using a fingernail or a kaskas of bifnim, or rubbing it inside. Our kaskas mivachutz, but to rub on the outside, asukhgav, that's totally usher. And imagine using a blade of a knife, it also will be usher. Because here you're actually getting the stain out of the fabric, that should be malabin. Se'iv ches. Ein megarden, we don't scrape the sakin obitziperin with a knife or a fingernail. Min ol our shoes. Ben chadosh ben yashin, whether they're new or old. Nesha koile for or, because it scrapes and peels the leather. V'havim mamachik, that's the malacha of scraping mamachik. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Lamed Zayin. Ein megarden. Afilu hoyel of tit, even if there was mud on the shoe. V'kavanos ala hasra tit, his intent is to remove the mud. Psikreish is still a psikreish, it's awesome. You cannot use a knife. Even the dull edge of the knife. So be careful when you have this iron piece outside the shul to clean your shoes. People will rub their boot bottoms on that metal. Make sure it's av, v'rochav. It should be wide and thick, v'lochad, not narrow. Look back, we were on Sivkon Chavav. To rub the shoe or boot on the wall would be mutter. Like we said before, it's if vav.